This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. My fingerprints are on file with the federal government in like 5, maybe 6 different ways. So it was with some alarm that I read the news the other day that the people who hacked government personnel files a couple of months ago got 5.5 million fingerprint records, not the original 1 million we were told. That is, of course, in addition to all the other data of mine that they made off with. Thing is that biometrics like fingerprints and retina scans and facial recognition were supposed to be the more secure future of identification technology. But while you can change a PIN or get a new checking account, fingerprints? Not really. Sally Herships has more on that.
When it comes to tech and security, passwords are passé.
A password is 10, 20 years old. I mean, we need something new.
Jeff Chaputra is chair of the cybersecurity department at the University of Maryland. But he says that new thing, biometrics, hasn't exactly gone mainstream, except on some iPhones. One reason, Chaputra says, is because updating all that infrastructure to scan your fingers or your eyes would be expensive. And if your information is hacked,
you cannot reset that. It's not easy to change your fingerprint.
Chaputra says that could have a negative impact on the biometric industry. But Mario Civitas, director of Carnegie Mellon's Biometric Center, says without a finger, mere pictures of fingerprints can't do much.
Not enough just to make the exact same fingerprint. Sensors are now getting smarter.
Now Civitas says it's all about using what are called liveliness tests, technology that can detect veins and reflexes.
Am I looking at a real finger? Am I looking at a real iris or a real face?
Cameron Camp is a security researcher with ESET, an IT security company. He agrees biometrics are safer than the old stuff, especially when they're combined with a password. But even that doesn't guarantee protection. Say a bad app gets onto your smartphone.
So if the app itself can hack the smartphone and get your biometrics off of there, it can make fake payments that are supposedly very trustworthy.
So, while technology continues to advance, developers still need to play that old game, staying one step ahead of the bad guys. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.